As the many GOP presidential candidates crisscross the state courting voters, you hear a lot about the economy, ISIS, immigration, the threats of Iran, Russia, and China. You'll hear far less, however, about the hot-button issue of gay marriage, addressed just 2 weeks ago in a landmark court decision. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, that's probably good politics in New Hampshire.
In 2009, New Hampshire became the first state to pass same-sex marriage without court involvement. That was controversial at the time, but in the 6 years since, gay marriage has gained broad local acceptance. A poll taken in May by Bloomberg News and St. Anselm College found fully half of likely GOP primary voters here favored extending gay marriage rights to every state. Now that the nation's highest court has done just that, plenty of New Hampshire Republicans, even those who personally oppose gay marriage, like Steve Dunn, a retired corporate headhunter from Nashua, say they consider this issue settled.
I don't believe in same-sex marriage, but I'm not going to say that can't happen. You can't come to my store and buy anything. Hey, it is what it is. I don't understand it, but so be it. It's the law of the land. That's done.
The Republican presidential candidates, none of whom support same-sex marriage rights, are rarely so direct when they discuss the issue. Instead, they tend to blame the messenger.
What we have now is people on the Supreme Court that think it's their job to basically act as a supervisor of the political branches.
I think you have activist judges who decided what they thought the law should be instead of what the law is.
They're not there to make social policy. They are there to interpret the laws passed by the Congress and signed by the president, and that's it.
That was Marco Rubio, Carly Fiorina, and Chris Christie campaigning here in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling. All were responding to questions from voters or reporters. None of them raised the issue unbidden, and according to UNH pollster Andy Smith, any candidate hoping to draw broad support here would be wise to take a similar approach.
Talking about activist judges is a way to address the issue of gay marriage without addressing the substance of gay marriage itself. And I think that's going to be something that fits in with the minds of most people in New Hampshire.
And so far, that logic even seems to apply to candidates out to court New Hampshire's most conservative voters. Dr. Ben Carson, for example, spoke for close to an hour in Bedford this week without ever alluding to gay marriage. Afterwards, Carson acknowledged the issue is tough for social conservatives to negotiate.
And I've asked the question many times, what position can a person like myself take who has absolutely nothing against gay people, nothing, but believes in traditional marriage that is acceptable to them?
But New Hampshire, one of the most secular states in the country, isn't the only place GOP candidates are fighting for traction. In Iowa, which also had same-sex marriage prior to the Supreme Court ruling, but where evangelical Christians dominate the Republican electorate, candidates like Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal are likely to tread less lightly.
Marriage as an institution between a man and a woman was established by God. It cannot be altered by an earthly court.
One political effect of the gay marriage ruling could be to deepen the fault lines dividing New Hampshire and Iowa. Dante Scala is a political scientist at UNH.
You can't just put an airtight lid on New Hampshire and pretend that what you say in Iowa is not going to leak out here. Right? I mean, there's a reason why Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, all these Iowa winners came here and did very little.
In fact, no non-incumbent Republican has ever carried the two earliest voting states. This gay marriage ruling will likely make doing so even harder. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.